We'll never forget it. Our dog, Daisy, cowered back in fear. My husband and I just looked and our faces fell. My husband, Jim, is a gentle and kind, loving man, and he had simply reached out his hand. What had caused Daisy, our new dog, to cower back in fear? What had caused her automatic response to my husband's outstretched hand? Our dog apparently had been abused by a man before she arrived at the shelter where we adopted her. This just tugged at our hearts. How we wanted her to just relax and enjoy being loved, knowing that she is safe and secure. That's how we felt. How does God feel when we turn away from Him? In a certain sense, humans do the same thing as our dog Daisy when it comes to embracing God as Father. If a person had a bad dad, then that person may struggle to accept what it means to have a good Father in God. When God's hand stretches out to them, they may cower. In fact, if a father copies the world instead of God's word, then children often grow up to be either prone to agonizing anger or prone to paralyzing anxiety. Regardless of what kind of a dad you had, I think you'll agree that the presence or absence of the love of a father makes an enormous difference in children's lives. But if a father follows and copies our Heavenly Father, then children are exceedingly blessed, secure, and mobilized to impact their world for Christ. I am profoundly thankful to my Heavenly Father for giving me a loving earthly father. If you happen to be listening in Northwest Iowa right now, you might know him as Dr. Wendell Stolting. I cannot articulate my gratitude to God for my dad, with whom I'm very close. My dad's authenticity and generosity made it easy for me to accept the authenticity and generosity of God as Father. It's a very, very special blessing and one that I do not take for granted. So think about this, my friends. Our Heavenly Father is the one who equips good fathers to be good fathers, and He more than compensates for the fathers that reject Him and are not what they're supposed to be. So remember, regardless of your past, you can experience the love of a good, good Father. In fact, the perfect Father, God Himself. Today, I urge you to relish in the secure, loving embrace of your Heavenly Father. So go ahead, let your guard down with God. If you had a bad dad, just go ahead and open your heart to the Lord right now. Ask Him to heal you where you hurt. He will. Yes, He will. Start fresh with God as Father. In order to know God as Father, you need to know Christ as Savior. How about we pause right now and pray? Heavenly Father, thank you so much for loving us. Thank you for being good. Thank you for being so loving, so true, so faithful. We trust you. We welcome you, Jesus, to be Savior and Lord of our lives. Please cleanse us from our sins. We confess that we need you, and we confess you as Savior and Lord. We believe and receive you, Jesus, and what you did on the cross in our place. You bore the punishment for our sins. And Lord, we just thank you for saving us. We thank you for making us your fully adopted children and co-heirs with Christ. Oh, how I love you, Lord. How I love you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you for giving us you. I pray right now also for those who are hurting. I know what it's like to hurt, and I know what it's like when you touch my heart, Lord, and I just pray that you would touch their heart the way you've touched mine. And I pray also for all prayer requests sent to Praying Pals. We just pray for your best for each request. We bless your name and thank you for carrying us through. In Jesus' name, amen. Prayer tip of the week: write a letter to your Heavenly Father. Just pour your heart out to Him. Meanwhile, I'm so happy to report an update on our dog Daisy. Now Daisy runs to my husband's outstretched arms because she's better. Like Daisy, don't cower anymore. Run to the Father's arms. He loves you. Experience His healing power today. Open your heart to His. 2 Thessalonians 2:16-17 is the perfect way to close. Now may our Lord Jesus Christ Himself and God our Father, who has loved us and given us everlasting comfort and encouragement, and the good, well-founded unbounded hope of salvation by his grace. Comfort and encourage and strengthen your hearts, keeping them steadfast and on course in every good work and word. God bless you, my friends. Enjoy church and enjoy Jesus each day. Send prayer requests 24/7 at prayingpals.org. Again, that's prayingpals.org.